Well, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Guys, I'm your host, Vanessa Green, and what a time we are having in KZN. It has been an absolutely prolific week. We have got Garrick shoaling just outside Durban. We've got Hillback. We've got shad feeding in dirty water. We have got trout being dubbed the size of whales. Guys, it is absolutely fantastic. We are going to get into all of this in great detail as we usually do. But before we do, here's a special shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and these are their stores you can go and get your tackle from for the fish that I have in store for you.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, none of this could be possible without the Kingfisher. It is such an exciting week in KZN. And you know what? They are the guys that are bringing us this content. So as always, support those that support you. And in this case, it's the Kingfisher. Now let's get into the show. Starting off down the South Coast with Adam, who is pretty excited with the amount of fish that he has seen over this past week. Guys, there has been a mixed bag due to the mixed weather conditions. Now, Adam is going to tell us all about it because he has a lot of fish to talk about. So with that being said, here is our South Coast guru, Adam.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that as usual, all is well in the fishing community. So we've had a few sort of mixed bag days down on the lower coast with some good fish on one day and a few less on the next. So I do kind of think that the sea conditions have been a big part to play in that, as we've had a bit of a big swell at the moment down the lower coast, and sea conditions, I wouldn't say have been great, and I wouldn't say they've been bad. I mean, even in the brown water, the guys have been picking up a lot of shad. They have, however, the last few days sort of dropped off, Vinesh. So that being said, a couple of decent fish coming out in the past sort of day or two. We've had some shad, garrick, cob, bronze bream again at least, and loads of carantines and peckers, and plenty of blue skates to keep the guys and girls entertained. The shad have slowed down, as I said earlier, somewhat, with a few spots doing a bit better than others. The block in Port Shepston, Station Bay, which is nice to see a few shad popping up there, which is a little bit further south of the block, Sea Park further north, and Mzumbi getting some shad this week. We had a garrick at Sandspit, a beautiful cob off Margaret Pier by Gordon on a live bait, and a tank of a yellow betty from Reese down south. So well done on those catches, guys. Absolutely beautiful to see some nice fish popping up. Also, Trafalgar being a bit quiet, heading further south, but Munster has definitely been picking up the slack there with some really, really good rockfish popping up there. Port Edward and Portsea a bit further south, and has been a bit sort of better or good, if you want to call it, with a mix of decent eds and non-eds. That being said though, Vinesh, this upcoming weekend the weather doesn't look too great, particularly on Sunday again. The weekend does hold some maybe decent fishing on Friday. We've got a predominant northeaster in the early afternoon, blowing at around 20 k's per hour plus. Saturday a southwester blowing a bit stronger, with Sunday the southwester absolutely pumping and the sea kicking up to 5 meters. Friday and Saturday the swell does start off at around 2 meters, working its way up to Sunday with a 15 second gap, so really big ground swell around. I do predict quite a lot of sand in these gullies and sort of bay areas that we tend to like to fish in for our rockfish. Sunday will definitely be out of the question, there's no doubt about it. But Friday and parts of Saturday, you might be able to wet a line or two. You know, heading a little bit sort of further south, I see Port St. John's, the guys are getting some garrick and also some cob. However, the jiggers, as we all know them as now recently, are still doing their damage down there, particularly with the garrick. So that is definitely a bit of a problem. It's a topic up for debate that you can be talking about till you're blue in the face. So yeah, but good to see a bit of cob and a bit of garrick coming out there by the anglers that are responsible. So very, very nice there. I would also say that deep sea things have been a bit sort of up and down. The guys have been getting some decent sort of bottom fish here and there, but however, the sharks still definitely taking their taxes down in the deep. We've had a marlin also popping up by Chris on Sosumi Charter, so really nice in the catch and release there. It's been a bit sort of up and down deep sea wise. I know the guys have been seeing quite a lot of rubbish pushing down from Durban side out on the ocean. We had the tuna bonanza recent, and the guys were all complaining that there were buckets and bins and tree stumps and all sorts out there. So yeah, the pollution definitely paying its part in terms of the rock and surf fishing, and also maybe even the deep sea fishing. It could be that, or it could be a number of things, but Vinesh, it's not a topic we're going to be getting into right now. So definitely, fishing has been sort of mixed bag as we coming to know the South Coast, licorice, all sorts. I know the guys bass fishing have been picking up some really big slabs of some bass. There's been a decent amount of carp popping up at Lake Eland again, so really nice to see something different and to report about as well, Vinesh. So yeah, I would say, look, this weekend's not going to be too great in terms of fishing weather-wise. It might change, hopefully it does. But look, if things are going to pan out the way that the apps are saying they are going to, maybe head to your rivers, your sheltered bays, or even your dams. It might be something different to do, guys. As I've said in the past, we are heading into August, which is our windiest month down on the lower coast. August, September, you're only getting a day or two to get out there, as we've known, forever down on the lower coast. So let's see what happens, though. But otherwise, guys, please stay safe out there. Remember your bag limits and also your sizes and your permits. And let's see those catches. Vinesh, take care.
Thank you, Adam. What a great report as always, my friend. Guys, it looks as though Friday and Saturday are the days to get out there. So go and get out there. Get those rods bending. They are fish about. Looks like Sunday is going to be a bit of a tough one, but like Adam says, that is the fresh water, so go and try your hand at some of that carp at Lake Eland, or if not, just fish closer to the rivers and aim for that scratching species. Now, before we move on from Adam's report, guys, there's just a reminder, all those fish that Adam is talking about, including that steamer off of Garrick, is on our YouTube channel, so go and check it out. It's Angler News SA on YouTube. Go and have a look at this week's report. This is the one in great detail, so thank you for listening to this. You are truly an amazing angler because you really want to know where the fish is coming out from. But apart from that, if you want a quick snippet and with some visuals and Adam's visual report of the conditions down the South Coast, make sure to go onto our YouTube channel and have a look at what he's talking about. Now let's move on down to Warner Beach and Amanzantochi. We are with Gary from the Kingfisher, and he is smiling. We had Gary over the last couple of months where he's been waiting and waiting and waiting. Well, guys, the fish are finally here, and he has a lot to brag about. Guys, here is Gary from the Kingfisher, Warner Beach.
Good evening, chaps. It's Gary, the Kingfisher of Warner Beach. Good evening to you all. Yeah, the fish turned on this week, eh? Just with a bit of shed and then, the Garrick. At times the shed have sort of been here and there and difficult to get, but the guys at the Carrow seem to be getting good pulls as well on them. A few have come out on whole side as well, on the beaches. Most of the action though on the outcrops and the beaches between them. Good number of stumpies, a couple of good sized doggers. So it's all in full swing, and let's hope the weather plays ball now and gives us a gap. But it's nice to see the fish turning on like this. Remember your limits in that, chaps, eh? It's a real angler. The true angler is always a chap will take a couple. I'm talking about big fish now, and sometimes you just put the others back, if you really don't need them, something that needs to be done more, I think, especially with the pressure on fish these days. Let's go. Let's have a good week, and tight lines to you all, and let's get to enjoy ourselves the coming week, next few weeks. Until next week then, go well.
Thank you, Gary. Guys, just to continue on Gary's points about the conservation side of our fishing, there is a lot of shad around, and I have just put out a post with your ethics while shad fishing. So go and check it out. Once again, it's on our YouTube channel, so that's definitely worth a watch. Now let's move on down to Durban with Mike V and Brad Krobler. Guys, Durban is on a purple patch. We have been on a purple patch for a while, but it just keeps on getting better. It is full of edible action. Guys, here is Mike V and Brad Krobler.
How's it, bud? I hope you guys are all well. Everything's all right. It's been a good week in fishing. There's been a lot of edibles around. The guys have been in some lovely Cape Stumpies, Silvers as they know. There's been quite a few Stumpies in the mix as well. I saw a good couple on the weekend, over 2 kilos. Some lovely Grunter as well. The guys have been a lot of shad on the coast, all good shad. Very, very few undersized ones, all good shad. Garrick, as we all know, around, Cobber around. So on the edible side, the fishing is great. On the inedible side, it's been a bit quiet. A couple of grey sharks here and there. A couple of lucky guys have hooked some nice blackfin. A couple landed, a couple lost. We all know how it goes with blackfin. A couple of guys are waiting for the blue rays to arrive, which should be hopefully next few days. As long as the water keeps cooling down, the blue rays will arrive. Also in the mix have been some diamonds. So rock and surf angling has been going quite well the last few weeks. On the ski boat side, some lovely kuta. Saw some pictures of sailfish, saw some pictures of snook, bonnies, some big bonnies as well, 1-2 tunny around. So the lure and live baiting on the ski boat side has been going very well. The guys fishing bottoms, as always, this time of year, a good couple of keelback and doggers around, rock rod, slingers, all those things. On the shallow reefs, the guys are getting some mixed bags as well. So it's not just the deep reefs that have been operated. The bay, Grunter and the bay have been around, not a lot. They have slowed down a bit. There have been 1-2 Garrick in the bay as well. A couple of kingies. The bay has been a little bit on the quiet side, not firing like it was a week before. But yeah, always worth it to go have 1-2 throws in the bay there. Guys, have a good one. Enjoy.
Good day, guys. Brad here, Linsky, Fishing Charters. Fishing over the last week. Well, guys, we've been out a couple of times. Once again, from my side of it, has mainly been targeting the cob side of it. A couple of slingers and soldiers in between, and a couple of rockies. The other fish which has been targeted quite in abundance over this last week has been the garrick. Now, they've been shoaling off the harbour entrances, Blue Lagoon, around the bluff side in their abundances. So, guys, if you want to go have some fun with the game fish, they're sitting in the shallows. Right around the bluff and the basin side there. Guys, tight lines, and speak to you guys next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a fantastic report out of Durban. Looks like we do not have to travel far if you're listening to the show out of Durban. The fish are right here in our backyard. But speaking of that fish, speaking of that garrick that are shoaling, guys, there is a very interesting point made by Cameron Johnston from Salt Fishing South Africa. Guys, there is a concern without the stocks of our garrick. So go and check this out. It's on Cameron's page. I'm not going to get into it on this show. We will do a greater detailed podcast on this. I'll be doing that with Cameron soon. But for now, go and check that out. We need a lot more awareness on the stocks of our garrick. So now moving on, going up to the North Coast, we are in Ballito and Salt Rock with Jesse from the Kingfisher. And Jesse has a very interesting bit about kids while they are going out fishing, while they are down at the holiday period and even after the holiday period. Just if you're taking a kid fishing for the weekend or introducing a junior to the sport, you want to pay attention to this. This is a very interesting piece by Jesse, so I'm going to leave him to tell you more about it.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. I'm reporting from a fairly warm Salt Rock this morning. I think we can all appreciate a little bit of warmth considering the weather we've had, the amount of snow we've had on the interior. And I know we're going to have a lot of bad weather coming up. And when I say that, Wind Guru can be inaccurate from time to time. I've got to take the reports with a pinch of salt. But if the sea says it's going to be 5.5 to 6 meters, it's might not be 5.5 to 6 meters, but it'll definitely be unfishable for the most part. I think next week sometime we have got some really big seas coming up. We've got some good weather for the next couple of days. So my advice to everybody, if you've got a little bit of spare time, head down to the ocean and fish now, because we're going to have about maybe 4 days where the ocean is unfishable. For the average guy that doesn't really want to get involved in the bad weather type of stuff. And the fishing is quite good as well. So my suggestion to anybody who wants to catch a fish on rock and surf, there have been a lot of shad around it still. I haven't seen a season like this in a very long time. And we've seen everybody getting involved, which is really nice. We've had customers come through to the shop and purchase some tackle for their kids. They come back the next day and buy some more bait. We ask them how they've done. And a lot of them are saying, you know, they're getting their children involved in fishing. They've never fished before. They're going out there and they're catching a heck of a lot of fish. Shad mainly, and it's largely due to the fact that there are so many in the area, so anybody can catch them at this point. The best thing about getting into fishing or getting somebody new involved in fishing is that in almost any fishing tackle shop around the country, you can walk in. If you don't want to spend a heck of a lot of money, there are options available to cater for everybody's needs. So, for example, you could come into the shop, you could get yourself a fairly entry-level combo rod and reel. They do come with line that suits the rod. There's a variety of them. In fact, these days, the combo start off at 2 foot, and they go all the way up to 12 foot for the most part. 12 foot is fairly capable for the fishing that we're going to be doing on our coast. When I say capable, we're not going to take a combo rod and go and fish for sharks or fish for big flatfish or slide a massive bait after casting out a 7-ounce sinker. It doesn't work like that for the guys starting off. Everybody starts off small. And I think the combos are the right way to go. You can get yourself a 12-foot combo for under 900 Rand with the line. Get yourself a couple of ready-made tracers, which are available everywhere. A couple of shad tracers ready-made, a couple of packets of sardines, some sinkers, and off you go. That's if you want to get the bits and bobs, all of the kit, like your bait board and your vanars and all of that stuff, you can as well. But an entry-level starter kit for a youngster or somebody that's getting involved in it, they don't want to have a large outlay initially, you can get yourself absolutely everything you need to go and get yourself some fish to take home and eat for, I'd say, about 1,200 Rand, which is, this day and age, as far as a hobby is concerned, actually one of the cheaper ones. So if you get into it, I mean, the sky's the limit. You can go up to 24,000 Rand for a reel. You can go up to over 10,000 Rand for a rod. You can spend 1,500 Rand on your line. It's not for everybody, and it can be a little bit daunting for the guys getting involved. So yeah, if you want to get a kid involved in fishing and you're struggling to wrap your head around spending massive amounts of money, get that idea out your head. It is extremely affordable in the beginning if you make it affordable. So that's what a lot of people have been doing recently, getting their kids involved. The feedback is actually phenomenal. We've seen probably about a 20 to 30% increase in new anglers coming through and starting up fishing. And it's just refreshing, guys. I think it's the way forward. We've got to get the kids out of the house, got to get them onto the beach, set them up with something cheap. If they don't enjoy it or it doesn't take, capital outlay hasn't been that much. And you can always sell the tackle secondhand or donate it to somebody who might be more interested. But for the most part, that's what I'd like to get across to the guys. This morning, we've had a lot of guys coming in here and getting tackle for the youngsters, and it's not only good for the sports, it's good for the youngsters to get out there, and whether it's going to be saltwater fishing or bass fishing, we've got a lot of water available to us here on our doorstep. If you are from this area on the north coast, you've got a lot of dams on the estates. So if you've got access to the estates or somebody that lives there, you can go and catch a couple of tilapia, a couple of bass, barbel carp, a lot of big eels in those dams, which is a lot of fun. Or you could head through to Hazelmere Dam and you can go and catch a lot of fish. I've caught up to 80 fish in one session at Hazelmere. And a lot of those fish were not the average, you know, 20 to 30 centimeter fish. A lot of them are bigger. There's some nice fish in there. So that's going to be my suggestion for the guys, especially going into summer when everybody wants to be outdoors, wants to have some fun. Saltwater is a little bit easier as far as the available species throughout the year. And I think shad is the way to go. And there have been plenty of shad all around our areas here. We've also seen, if you want to get more involved, go get some garrick. Just slide out a live shad. If you want to get the kids to go and catch some carentine. You can do that as well. Then initial outlay is even cheaper. But yeah, guys, that's basically my message for the morning. And as far as the other species that have been coming out, on the rock and surf side of things, we've seen a couple good edibles come out. A couple more kelbet from the side, which is uncommon, and I think I did mention it previously, that it only happens for about a month or two out of the year, where the kelbet come really close in, and the guys from the surf catch them, not only in the surf, they catch them from the piers as well, slightly deeper water. But if you've got the right bait, you're going to make your bait buoyant, you're going to put some foam in there, you're going to put some other glow stick or glow skirts on the front of your hook, and not only will it help with your species, your kelbet specifically, but it helps with your cob love glow. They love a buoyant bait. They don't feed on the bottom for the most part. They are slightly suspended off the bottom, about a meter or 2 meters for the most part. And then other species like rock cod as well. They absolutely love a glow on their bait. So you can do that as well. We have seen a massive showing of carentine, which is good for the youngsters and good for baits. I think I did mention in my last week's report that the bulk of the catches we've been seeing on the North Coast have been on carentine, not shad, which is surprising. But it is what it is, and we've got to roll with it. Take advantage of the fact that there are a lot around. If I'm going down and I'm using a live bait for shad, for garrick, what I'll do is I'll just take an ultralight rod, the same rod that I'd spin for kingfish with and all of that. I take a small, maybe size 10 hook, one little packet of baby squid, and just make a double hook trace. You can catch yourself, you know, kind of 4 or 5 carentines in a matter of minutes if you're in the right spot. Slide them out, you're going to be on if you persist. If you're going to be out there putting baits out every week, you are going to catch a garrick. The guys that I've seen catching garrick are there every single week. They put out baits, they don't let up, they fish hard for them, and they are catching. So that's quite nice. As far as everything else from the surf goes, we've had a bit of a slow week with the bronze bream. I know that they are locked down the coast, a couple up the coast, but in our area here, not a heck of a lot. If we move over to the ski boats, the skis, it's been a little bit quiet. We've seen one or two snook, one or two cooter. But I think for the most part, the guys are concentrating heavily on bottom fishing because it is so productive at the moment. The guys are catching a ton of fish on the bottom, a variety of, basically everything that you're going to get in our waters has been coming out. And then a lot of guys have been concentrating their efforts on garrick. You can get down to a river mouth, you can get down to, for example, here on the Belito Salmon Bay launch, you can put a bait out on the wreck and you can catch a variety of species on live bait there. A lot of tuna, normally you get your garrick, you might catch a kuta as well. The guys are even catching one or two bottom fish in that area, which is uncommon, but I think because of the bait that we've had, they are coming in a bit. So yeah, skis, boats, not doing too badly, but it could be better. As far as your freshwater fishing goes, I know a lot of guys have been moving up to Albert Falls for a trip or two, and doing incredibly well. We have got the Albert Falls Bass Classic coming up at the end of August, so I think the guys are kind of doing a bit of prep work, going up there to enjoy the dam before it gets busy. And then a lot of the guys actually kind of taper off during the spawn, because the dams recommend we don't fish for bass during the spawn. And I mean, it's very difficult. A lot of the guys don't get time to go out there. They've got to make hay while the sun shines. So they can't taper off during the spawn. But for me, the most important thing is if you do fish during the spawn, just handle your fish with care. Don't take them out of the water, put them in the live well, fish around a bit, take a couple of photos and put them back. Grab your fish, handle it with care, support its weight. Don't just lip grab it and thrash it around. Get the hook out of it, take a photo if you want, but keep it in the water for the most part, and release it as soon as you possibly can. And if you do that, there isn't really too much that's going to be detrimental to the spawning process of a bass. What is detrimental, though, is when the guys go out there and they grab their fish, they don't handle with care, they have all the weight of the fish unsupported, they lip grabbing it, they're over exerting the lip, they're overextending it rather, and it's not great for the fish. They put in the live off, they drive around the dam, they take a couple of photos because everybody wants to take a photo of a big bag of fish that they've caught. They release the fish in the wrong spot, put it back where you caught it, and put it back, like I said, as fast as you possibly can. Other than Albert Falls, we've been seeing a couple of fish at Hazelmere. It's pretty much exclusive to a certain spot or two. And out of respect for the guys, I can't tell where it is. But my hint for you is just go to some fresh water. Don't fish right at the back of the bays. Go to fresh water, oxygenated water sources. And you're gonna get your fish. So wind bats at shorelines, all of that type of stuff. Guys are catching a few fish there. And guys, that's about it. I wish I had more to report on this week, but I think because of the weather that we had, it's been a bit slow. As I said, the weather is going to get worse. We've got one or two days to fish now. Today, tomorrow, I think is looking good. Get out there and fish, and then. Tie some traces up when the weather gets bad. Guys, have a good one. Let us know what happens this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Once again, another great report, my friend. I love the bit how you're talking about introducing anglers to the sport, introducing the kids, and it is really not a huge outlay. Guys, like Jesse was saying, I mean, he laid out a few prices out there. For under 1,000 rand, you could change someone's life, because we know the joy that fishing brings to us. So, yeah, you know what? Great, great piece from Jesse. Now let's move on to Imtenzini Banks, where we are with Nick, who's just had his River Kids competition, you know, sticking with the kids. It's a beautiful show. I love this. It's always about introducing anglers and educating the future anglers and, you know what, educating us as well. But here is Nick from Imtenzini with this week's fishing report and a report of the River competition.
Good morning, Vinesh. I'll start off with our little river comp that we had on the weekend. They must have caught about, I don't know, more than 10 different species of fish. Quite interesting, I think the winning fish was a 1.9 kilogram Malabar rockcod. I haven't seen those caught for a while now. They don't seem to overwinter in the estuary, the big ones. The little ones do. We had, I think, at one stage there was 33 children, I think there were even more. The comp was more about them, and the children then had to bribe for their parents. That was all included in the entry fee. All the food and everything, so no, it went on very well. Deep sea, gone well over the weekend. One boat went out and they caught some bottoms. Strangely, the last few times the guys have gone out, they haven't got many cob, but a lot of, you know, slingers and soldiers, rockcods. But most of the guys don't keep rockcod in the winter because they know they're breeding. And we had a boat out the other day and they caught a reasonable amount of fish. I think with the weather we've been having here, it's been a bit crazy, but today it's such a beautiful day. But nobody's gone out deep sea. Rock and surf, hit and miss a bit. But the guys are getting garret, which is nice. That's what they're targeting mainly now. And if we can get a shad, that's ace bait for that. As the guys on the South Coast can confirm. It hasn't been setting the world on fire at the moment.
Nick, looks like garrick is the species to target in your town. And yeah, if we get that live shad, that'll definitely be the one we put out. Now, back to your kiddies competition. I'm glad all went well. It is always fantastic to get the juniors involved. They are the future of our sport. So yeah, let's keep that going. Now let's move on to Richards Bay and St. Lucia. Well, more so St. Lucia, because once again, couldn't get through to Ali. She is really busy at the moment. But I did hear about some good offshore fishing happening in Richards Bay. But more than that, the action seems to be in St. Lucia. Guys, I spoke to Dennis from the Tackle Den in St. Lucia, and he was telling me the shad are like cockroaches. They are so thick right now. They are all over the place. They are absolutely thick. Amongst the shad, there are the garrick. There has been a few garrick coming out. They're not as wild as they usually were. It has been coming through a bit late in the season, but they are out there. And as for the cob, plenty cob, but these have been taken in the evenings on shad belly or shad fillets. So, guys, in the river as well, up in St. Lucia, there has been a lot of big perch. He's talking about perch being about 2.5 kilos. And if you're heading up to Cape Vital and those areas, well, once again, plenty garrick, plenty shad, and off the ledges, a lot of good scratching species. So guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, where we have got a phenomenal report by Jan from the Kingfisher. Guys, turns out the Midlands has now been dubbed as the home to whales. Yep, Jan reiterates this, so I'm going to let him tell you more about it. Guys, here's Jan from the Kingfisher, Pietermaritzburg.
Well, 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 guys, with another massive frontal system sitting off the bottom of Africa, it looks like the naysayers might just have a round three of warnings to their credit. With prefrontal conditions usually the best time to be on the water, it's time to get on the water and put those lines out, as conditions are set to deteriorate at a rate of rapid knots from late this weekend and through early next week. Quote unquote, poor conditions aside, as reported recently, the wild weather certainly seems to have had a positive effect on the fishing, and it's brought the big uns out to play. We mentioned previously that the winter season has seen some of the best fishing yet that the Midlands has to offer, and it is now confirmed that the Midlands waters are home to whales. Yes, I said it correct, whales. That is trout variety. So listen up. While a few anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club weren't on the receiving end of the trout's graciousness in the last week, as the barometer fell through the floor and water temperatures nudged ever lower, some returns are listing water temperatures of around 8 degrees centigrade. Some other returns listed great fish on the feed in the prefrontal conditions. Nothing came to hand under 15 inches, that is 38 centimeters, with the remainder all larger, and a good number of fish in the 19 to 21 inch, that is 48 to 53 centimeter bracket. But then came a certain return that listed two trout of rather epic proportions. One cockfish of 25 to 27 inches, that is in the 63 to 68 centimeter bracket, confirmed, guys, at 65 centimeters and over 8 pounds in weight, 3.5 kilos. And then another hen of 27 to 29 inches, that is 68 to 74 centimeters, confirmed at 72 centimeters and over 12 pounds, that is 5.5 kilos. Here be the whales that I mentioned. From the reports, quote, never caught a salmon before, but that's what it looked like. Didn't know that trout get this big in Africa. Personal best for both anglers, and the hen most likely a fish of a lifetime, and almost certainly the biggest fish recorded in the history of the Natal Fly Fishers Club. Congrats to those anglers concerned. With a little over 5 weeks to go before the opening day of the trout river season, some more snow on top of the berg will make for some welcome melt, keeping the rivers off their bare bones. The better the flow at the start of the season, and the earlier the better the fishing starts. Otherwise, the first couple of weeks can be very, very slow. We reported last week that the South African youth fly fishing team were at the 20th FIPS Moosh World Youth Fly Fishing Championships in Mostar, Bosnia. The team finished a most creditable 6 out of 11 teams. Congrats to all concerned. While the youth were gallivanting across the globe, sweltering in the northern hemisphere temps of 40 degrees centigrade plus, the SA Ladies Nationals were taking place at Dullstroom in the rather frigid conditions of the last frontal system. In fact, the weather worsened to such an extent that session 4 was postponed to the following day, and a fly tying competition was held in its place. Taking team gold was Gauteng North A, and individual gold going to Marilise Haynes, also from Gauteng North A. Biggest fish pulled the tape to 52.7 centimeters, that is 20 inches. A brown trout for Christine Page from Gauteng North B. KZN ladies coming in 4th out of the 7 competing teams. Congrats to all medal and trophy winners, and kudos to the ladies for sticking it out in the atrocious conditions. This weekend sees leg 3 of the Tops Corporate Challenge taking place on the waters around Nottingham Road. It looks like the anglers might just get the job done before the real weather pulls in. So guys, fingers crossed and tight lines to all. And I have a couple of new flies in the water with mates that are fishing in the event, so I look forward to reporting on next week. While the cold seems to have slowed down the bass somewhat, word from the waters is that there's still some good fish around, with both Albert Falls and Midmar producing for those that are venturing out. The anglers are keeping their cards close to their chest, however, in the slower conditions, and as I said, no picks, no proof. But while there's only a rumour of a 4.5 kilo bucket mouth from Midmar, thanks to Ruan Elliott for a confirmed report of a solid 2.64 kilo fish after a tough day on Albert Falls. Carp are apparently being a bit iffy on Albert Falls, but are producing well at Midmar. Conditions being what they are, the only way to find out if there's going to be something on the end of your line is the tried and method of putting your line out to the water. So let's see those fish, guys. For the best in tackle advice, guys, pop into any of the 7 Kingfisher stores. We are open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday and 8 a.m. 1 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays and public holidays. Tight lines, guys, and catch you all next week.
Wow. Jan, wow, that's all I gotta say. 5.5 kilo trout. I've never in my life heard of such a big trout. Not of the Midlands. No wonder they are dubbing us the place where there are whales. I mean, how is that even possible to get a fish that size? So, massive shout out to that angler. Massive kudos to them. It is unreal the size of fish that are coming out over the season. Yes, my friend, this has got to be the best season you have ever experienced up at the Midlands. What a phenomenal report. That was truly incredible, Jan. Thank you so much. Guys, I am just going to say, if you want to see this fish that Jan is talking about, go and check it out on our YouTube channel. Jan has sent me the visuals. And yeah, you know what? Special thanks to him for getting us these reports. It truly blows my mind. For the bear side of things, yeah, I think it's because of the Albert Falls happening at the end of August. Those anglers are definitely keeping their cards close to their chest. I do know one or two anglers myself that have went and fished Albert Falls. They did pick up a couple fish, so there are some fish coming out from there. But with regards to the reports, yeah, they're keeping those secrets pretty close. As for the carp, well, sounds like it's a good time. It's starting to pick up. So, guys, with that being said, that rounds off our freshwater report. Now, my question to you is, where are you going to go and fish? It is absolutely fantastic all over. North Coast, South Coast, Durban, inland. Guys, fishing is going to be phenomenal. But the main thing is, you've just got 2 days to do it. It's just Friday and Saturday. Sunday, the weather is going to turn a bit offish, so go and take advantage. With this amount of species that are coming out, this amount of fish coming out, it is going to be a phenomenal time to get out there. So go and get out there. And when you do, send us those images. We'll give you the bragging rights on our other channels. Guys, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vinesh Sugrim. Always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.